Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God.
when you need someone to preach the word, when you need someone to take your presence to the world, Lord, you can count on me. I understand I was made for this, and I will not let this gospel fall to the ground. Lord, you can count on me. Where you want me to go, I will go. I'll do anything, anything for you. Lord, you can count on me. 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 I'm available. Lord, you can count on me, on me. Lord, you can count on me. When you need someone to keep life's meaning, when you need someone to shine your light in dark places, Lord, you can count on me. When you need someone to be your outstretched arm and take your liquid love to the people of the earth, Lord, you can count on me. Yeah. Let that city be played on me till every knee bows. I will never stop. Lord, you can. Take your presence everywhere. You can count on me. I'm available. I will take this gospel. You can count on me.
worship at your feet. We bow with the angels to worship at your feet, and we sing glory, glory. We sing glory to the Lamb of God.
We Rakata. Yes, His glory is everywhere. Erakoko undashaya.
Everybody.
What you do,
You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to fail me. Oh Jesus, you're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. Hey, da, da, da.
Here to test.
power to fade to the tell me.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. We bless the name of Jesus. His name is awesome. His name is wonderful. There's no other name like Jesus. So we just want to say thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise you, O Almighty God. We worship you, Jesus. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. He is so good. He is so good. There's no one like him. He's greater than great. He's bigger than big. He's the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the Rose of Sharon. He is the Lily of the Valley. Hallelujah. And we just want to bless his name. We just want to praise him and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? And so, Lord, this morning we come to thy throne of grace to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, and to ask for grace in our time of need. And Lord, every second we need your grace. So Father God, we ask you to pour your grace and glory upon each and every one of us this morning. Lord, we ask you to pour your grace and glory into the prayer service, O God. Pour your grace and glory, O God, into our homes. Pour your grace and glory upon us in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for your gift of grace in the name of Jesus. So therefore, Lord, this morning we do not take anything for granted. We bow down before you and we ask you, O God, for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned, we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Each and every one of us, O God, this morning, have mercy upon our household, those that are in our homes, our children, spouses, grandchildren, those that are under our roof this morning, O God. We pray for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. We pray for mercy for our children in their dwelling places. Lord, mercy for grandchildren in the dwelling places. Mercy for our spouse in our homes, O God. Mercy for our parents in their dwelling places. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, our souls, and our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your precious blood. We release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, and networks. We release the blood of Jesus in our homes. We soak the service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus.
the blood of Jesus, the work of our hands in the blood of Jesus, our jobs in the blood of Jesus, or everything that we have or own in the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Release your blood. Your blood is enough for us, oh God. Your blood has set us free. We thank you for your blood. You gave your blood to set us free. Lord, we thank you for setting us free. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. You gave your blood, oh God, so that we can come into a most intimate relationship with you to restore our relationship back with you. You gave your blood, oh God, to set us free. You gave your blood so that we can live holy and righteous unto you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, our righteousness is as filthy as rags, but with the blood of Jesus, we can come boldly to the throne of God. And the veil has been torn and broken because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And so, Father, we soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we soak our minds, our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, let the blood flow like a tsunami. Let the blood flow in our lives. Let the blood flow. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, cleanse us. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus on our finances, the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, on this prayer line, the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your precious blood. This morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. The armor on our spouses, the armor on each and every one of us, in the name of Jesus. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for fresh oil, a fresh anointing, O God. This morning, O God, release a fresh oil, the fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday, not the anointing from last night, but we ask for a fresh oil, fresh anointing, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Refresh us in your spirit. Refresh us, O God. We need Christ to refresh our spirit. Refresh our spirit in the name of Jesus. Uproot everything in our lives that does not bring glory and honor to your name, O God. Take away, O God, uproot those things that's causing us to fall short of your glory in the name of Jesus. Uproot those things that are causing us from moving forward in the kingdom of God, that's hindering us or slowing us down and bringing stagnation. Uproot those things, O God. Holy Spirit, hover over every area of our lives. Hover, Holy Ghost, hover over our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, hover, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, let the holy light of God shine. When light come, darkness disappear. When light come, healing take place. When light come, darkness disappear. Light come, restoration take place. When light come, forgiveness take place. When the light come, we are redeemed. Who is that light? Jesus is the light of the world. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you that we walk in your light. Let there be light in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the earth was void without form, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And God, hallelujah. hallelujah, as the Holy Ghost move, hallelujah. When after the move of the Holy Spirit, then God declared, let there be light. Let there be light. Spirit of the living God, move in our lives. Move in this service. Move in our jobs. Move in the lives of our children. Move in the lives of our grandchildren. Move in the lives of our spouses. Move in the lives. Oh, Holy Ghost, and let there be light. So, Father, we thank you for the light. For the light, oh God. For the light, oh God, that put in our lives in divine order. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that because of the light, we do not walk in darkness. Because of the light of Jesus, hallelujah, things are coming, has come into the right place. We thank you for the light, the way you ordain it, the light of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you again. Thank you, Jesus, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Master and our Friend. We thank you, Lord. We pray for protection in the name of Jesus. We come against incident and accident, especially during this time, oh God, this holiday time, people traveling back and forth. Cover those that are traveling, members of our family, with the blood of Jesus, the plains, the highways, Jesus. You be the driver in that car. You be the pilot in that plane. You be the driver in a bus, Holy Ghost, the driver in a train, every mode of transportation. Holy Spirit, you drive, you lead, you direct, Holy Spirit. And so, Lord, we thank you for sending your holy angels to do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Even when we are not faithful, faithful. And so, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. Thank you, Lord. You are our hope. Oh, let your glory fill this place. Let your glory fill this place. Breathe in our atmosphere. Release your breath in our atmosphere. Release your breath in this prayer service. Release your breath, Almighty God, upon us. Each and every one of us, oh God, release breath. Lord, make the crooked places straight. Make a way where there seems to be no way. Lord, we are totally and completely dependent on you. Have your way, Jehovah Jireh, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Hallelujah, Ramas Deria Kurumas Deria Kum. Hallelujah, Ramas Deria Kurumas, Uriamas de Kerimas de Kurumas de Kurumas, Uriamas de Kurumas de Kurumas de Rica. Have your way. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, give us understanding. Holy Spirit, give us revelation. Make the word plain and simple in the name of Jesus. Not only that we can understand, but that we can apply the word
of God in our lives. Father, we thank you. Thank you for changing the Logos word to the Rhema word where your spirit is. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Genesis, please. Genesis chapter 22 is a scripture that we've all heard over and over, one of the main scriptures with Abraham sacrificing, taking his son Isaac up for the sacrifice in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, let me speak in Father wisdom, not in what I think, but in what you think. It is not about me. It is about you. And so, Lord, I hide behind the cross, all of you and none of me. In Jesus' name, amen. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him therefore a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and cleared the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. One of the things before I even go further, if you notice with Abraham, with every time God tells Abraham, okay, Abraham, Genesis 12, leave your parents' home, go this. You see, Abraham do not hesitate. When you look in the scripture, he doesn't hesitate either. When God says go, he don't want to know all his strategic plan and everything. Lord, where I wash you, I go. Will there be a job? Will there be a house for me? Will there be a shelter of the Lord? He doesn't. He gets up and go. And God says, go. What am I saying to you? We need to trust the Lord enough, more than enough. Have faith and trust in him when he says, go or do this. We don't need to hesitate. He is God. He is the creator. So when we hear the voice of God, and you know it's the voice of God, and he gave you a divine instruction, you don't have to go and ask 10,000 people. If you know his voice, Bible says, my sheep hear my voice and knows my voice. So you have to identify to know. The problem these days in the body of Christ, people cannot differentiate the voice of God from the voice of the enemy. Because Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came that we may have life more abundantly. So obedience, the first thing, he gets up and does this. He obeys God. Hallelujah. Obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Don't ask God anything. When God says do it, you do it. He will give you divine instructions. And usually I always tell people when the Lord gives me a prophetic word, I will tell them, I don't know how it's going to be done. He just told me to tell you, A, B, C, go ahead and, you know, do it. Let it register in your spirit. And if you don't understand, you pray and he will give you those instructions. Hallelujah. But when he gave you something to do, do it. The Bible says on verse 4 that on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place far off.
Abraham said, hand said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. What I want you to do, I'm just going to give you one or two points this morning and let you go. We talk about obedience. Abraham did as God said. Now, Isaac is the promised child. He's a promised child. And then Abraham, God said, take this child as a burnt offering. Hallelujah. Burnt offering? Did he have to do? Did he tell Sarah? No, he went. He took these men with him. When he started moving, if you notice, and he took and did what God told him to do, then God showed him where he should go. The third day. When you take a step of faith, when God said, go through this door, you go through that door, and then you will see the other doors that you should go in. Hallelujah. Then the men went with Abraham, but when it came to go higher, when he saw that place, he took his sacrifice and he left the men. He said, stay here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. The problem is with us, we're taking everyone with us to this level that God is taking us to. Bring your offering, bring your sacrifice, come to this place. Going on to your to where I told you. He didn't take the man. It was a private conversation between he and God. As a matter of fact, he did not even tell Sarah he was taking Isaac. Times people will call, pray for me, but you pray and you wonder what's going on, because with me, when I pray for people, I want to see results. Amen. And so when I pray and I still see some hindrances, and I always will go back to God and say, what's going on? Why ABC is not happening? Reveal to me. And that's why we as ministers of the gospel, search me, O Lord, and know my heart, because I don't want anything that I am intentionally doing in my life sinning to cause your prayers not to be answered. That's a lot of, yeah. So search me, O Lord, and know my heart. So, and then we go into repentance, true repentance. I'm not talking about lip service. I'm talking about true repentance. Be faithful and just. And then I go into this, and I come back to God. Or is it not time for ABC? Because sometimes it's not the season. It's not the time. And then there are times we mess our own, we sabotage our destiny. We sabotage our destiny by opening our mouth and talking everything to what God said. God said, do this, God said, do that. We go and we speak it to the wrong person. You don't know whether those people are really your friends or whatever it is. And then we end up sabotaging our destiny. Then we blame others instead of looking at where did we go wrong. Where did we go wrong? Obedience is better. Be quiet. You don't have to let the whole world know. When God tells you to say something, okay, go speak to your pastor about this. Go speak to your pastor. If you have a spiritual father, spiritual mother, God has assigned to you, or your mentor, or your mentor that God has assigned to you. And anyway, then you can go to that person with prayer with you, and then you can ask questions. But you don't go tell everybody. Abraham left, told the men to stay right there. And then first of all, everybody cannot go where you're going. And don't let this be emotional. Don't let it be a personal stuff. Oh, yes. Now, and when God gets ready, he will cut those people loose from you. Nothing will interfere with the assignment that God has for you except yourself. Okay? Because there are people that will sabotage. People that will sabotage your ministry from moving forward. And God, when you will get a prophetic word, he said, but Lord, I don't see this. How can you tell me this person in my office is I'm doing stuff behind my back? She's so nice to me, or he's so nice to me. God is all-knowing. He sees the heart. He sees what we do. So you can only see a short way. You can just see people pretend. Oh, yes, people pretend. People are great actors. Hallelujah. So you got to listen to what the word of God is speaking to us. Listen, know his voice. Know who, be discerning. Be discerning. Hallelujah. You don't want to, you will keep going around the mountain like the children of Israel because of lack of faith and doubt. They kept going around, not trusting God, disobedience to God. You know, and they saw all signs, wonders, and miracles, and their faith was still not right. Hallelujah. You do not know what is ahead of you, but God knows and he sees. God wants to bless you. Don't hold his hand. Don't stop him from blessing you. Don't sabotage your own blessing. I keep hearing the word sabotage. Don't sabotage your blessing. That's why it's good to always have an intimate personal relationship with our Father. Do what he says to do. People get entangled. Oh, this God is the same God as the Jehovah Witness. This God, we all serve the same God. This God is the same God as Allah. Okay, this God is the same God as what's that? The different religions. I want to know which of them have an empty grave. Which of them were resurrected? Was Muhammad resurrected? There's a difference. God is God. Either he is the CEO of the universe. That's why many of us lack understanding because we don't study. We don't read, and we don't allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us and direct us and teach us. And if we do read, we don't read thoroughly. We don't read thoroughly, and we want to interpret what we want to interpret. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Be in that secret place of the Lord that you can hear his voice, that you can know his voice. Come into that relationship. If you can trust your earthly father, or if you could trust, why can't you trust God? Amen. and obey. Trust and obey. Trust and obey. When God tells you to do stuff, tells us to do things, let us do it. Let us do it. There's something there. Maybe God do not want, when you read the story further, Abraham took Isaac and put him up there to sacrifice, and the angel stopped him and said, look, there's a ram in the bush. Do you realize that there's a ram in the bush, but God don't want others to see that he has a ram in the bush for you? So when you say all this, until you see, Satan is not omnipresent. Hallelujah. God is all knowing. Have you realized that there's a ram in the bush where God is taking you to? But he doesn't want no one to know that ram that he has in the bush for you. The men didn't know what Abraham was doing. It was quiet. It's like a secret mission. Hallelujah. When God sent you on a secret mission. On that secret mission, leave those people there. Go. There's a ram there for you. But how can you get the ram? No, there's a ram when you don't go. How can you get the ram when you've told everybody? How can you get a ram when you carry them to this place that is only with you, God? Isaac, the sacrifice. And then you go, there's no ram in the bush because you did not follow God. May God have mercy on every one of us, because there are times in our lives, and have been times in my life, that we did not follow those instructions, which cause delay to some things God has, but we do not want to sabotage God's plans and purpose for our lives and destiny. I keep hearing the Lord, secret, secret, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my strength. So secret, everything, you see, is a private, secret mission. And I will end with this. Just imagine, you know, that's why when people spy, nations spy on other nations, especially, yeah, that's why, what do they do? It's a crime of almost of execution. You know, you're supposed to be for this person and you turn for another to be for another nation, taking their secret. That causes world war. It caused a lot of mess. Let us pray. Bless you and we thank you. Thank you for obedience is better than sacrifice. Lord, we thank you and we bless you for this word. We receive it in our spirit. I know I did too. And Lord, sometimes you send these words to chastise us who's going the wrong way. And so, Lord, I thank you for the chastisement also. And I pray, oh God, for greater grace, to have greater faith and to be totally and completely to you, Almighty God. Father, I pray for each one that is not feeling well this morning. I pray for healing in the name of Jesus. Make us whole, oh God. Those that are lacking, do not have. I pray, Lord, a special grace upon each and every one's finances in the name of Jesus. Special grace on your bank account. Special grace, financial grace. Pray financial grace rest upon each and every one, O God. Supply our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Let no one here lack. Let there be an overflow of blessings in the name of Jesus. Father God, and we pray, O God, that you will hear each and every one of our prayers and show us what we need to do to bring glory and honor to your name. We thank you, Lord, for the wall of fire around us and the glory within. We thank you for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful, blessed Memorial Day. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.